soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Sangana kweza kuseni mthwakazi ngomvulo mhlaka 24 kumfumfu 2022 igama ngotungamile Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, eliZimbabwe libikwa liyilo elihamba phambili kulawo wonke amazwe omhlaba kudaba lokukhwela mahlayana kwentengo lokudula kwezinto. Amabandla aphikisayo athi lanxa ukhetho lwama-by-elections solwedlule aphatheke kabi ngodlakela oluqhamuke insiza lasemathobo. Inhlanganiso ye-Post Independence Survivors Trust ithi kayivumelani lendlela umongameli Mnangagwa aphatha ngayo udaba lwegugurawundi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. EliZimbabwe yilo elihamba phambili emhlabeni wonke jikelele kudaba lokukhwela kwentengo yezinto lokudula kwazo i-inflation ngesiNgisi. Lokhu kuvezwe ingcwethi yaseMelika ehlaziya ezenotho uProfessor Steve Hanks. Kumbikwa wethu leizolo uHank uthe lanxa uhulumende weZimbabwe esithi inflation ku-285%. Isilinganiso esiqondileyo ngesamakhulu phose amane 393%. UHank uthi eleCuba lihlezi kuzinga lesibili lilandelwa ngeleGhana kuzinga lesithathu. Ukhuthaze njalo uhulumende weZimbabwe ukuthi amise ukusetshenziswa kwemali yeZimbabwe kusetshenziswe eMelika kuphela ukuze umnotho uvuke. Sibuze ingcwethi ehlaziya ezenotho umnumzana Reggie Shoko ukuthi uvumelana lomnumzana Hank na.
Kulento ezimbili of the sixes uba nawo uProfessor Hank yena nxa ecalculate inflation ufakani ufaka njani, ngoba eZimbabwean situation nxa sekhangele complicated in one. We're in a multi-currency system, so you factor in US dollar, you factor in the local currency, and as it stands at the moment, there seem to be an improved circulation or use of the local currency because of a number of issues. One being that most people are paid by RTGS, and the rate to some extent has managed to play over around at a consistent planning stage. On the US dollar side, there's also a slightly movement in terms of even the prices in terms of US dollars, largely because of the limitation and the circulation of the money on the market. So once the mood uti in our seven until upmental yana chance formula. Yes, from that point of view, you have seen how they calculate their basket. We can easily follow and then say, love us from Belamanga, love us.
Wena ngokubona kwakho Shoko, njengomuntu ocubungula ezenotho nxa sikhangela intengo ngendlela ezimi ngayo manje lokudula kwezinto, singaba singaphi kudaba lwe-inflation?
It's always everywhere, economically. It's all like a better saying, ukuthi uma formula. Ungafaka formula yakho bese siyi-challenge ukuthi sector yami, I think we have moved to this. The official exchange rate is always something closer to or closer or far away from the reality. It is what government then uses as the exchange rate. Business and sectors, they have their own way of calculating their own inflation. As it stands at the moment, what we have as a situation is artificial, because we have people that have not been paid for services that they provided to the government. If those people are allowed to freely circulate their payment, it will have an inflationary pressure. So where we're standing at the moment, until they address those land payments of former services to government, that is the moment suspended. And clear in a smarter way that they don't cause an inflationary pressure. We can simply say we are not at that pressure or inflation rate that the statistical agency is providing for us. Because there are certain things that are not being put in at the moment because of regulatory or whatever investigations are being.
Uthi njalo uProfessor Henki, iZimbabwe kumele ilahle idola layo, imali yeZimbabwe, kusetshenziswe eMelika kuphela nxa uhulumende efuna umnotho uzinze. Ungabe uvumelana layo?
Lapho ngiyayala ngoba asilawo ama-US dollar akwanileyo to circulate in the Zimbabwe economy fully. We could only dollarize in 2008 because all our banks had external reserves that is they set outside the country for purpose of doing business and export.
Umnumzana Reggie Shoko, yingcwethi kwezenotho. Lanxa ukhetho lwama-by-elections olwenziwe esigabeni eziyisithupha solwedlule, abamabandla ezombusazwe atshiyeneyo bathi bakhathazekile kakhulu ngodlakela olwenzakale ematobo lase-insiza ngeviki edluleyo. Ibandla le-CCC lithi amalunga alo atshaywe ngamalunga e-ZANU-PF alimala kakubi kulolu dlakela. Kepha abe-ZANU-PF baya kulandula lokhu besithi yibo abatshaywayo. I-ZANU-PF yiyo enqobe ematobo lase-insiza kanye lakwezinye indawo ezintathu lapho obekulokhetho lwamakhansila ngomgqibelo. I-CCC inqobe esigabeni esisodwa kuphela eMutare. Ibandla leli lithi iZANU-PF inqobile ngoba itshaye abantu eyinsiza lasematobo njalo yethusela uZulu kwezinye izigaba. Sixoxe lo mkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo eleduma umnumzana Khulekani Ndlovu, yena othi bayalusola kakhulu lolu dlakela.
Udawa lodlakela babonkomo into vele iyaqala kudala. Kahle kale singathi umkhuba weZANU-PF usukela ibunjwa nje ngo-1963 ngo-August. Yavele yasebenzisa udlakela kwabanye abantu ukuze ithole lokho ekutholayo. Ngakho ke lokho esikubone ematobo lasensiza akusimangalisi ngenxa yokuthi vele ngumkhuba wayo. Singathi yi-culture yabo. Yikho okwenza ukuthi bawini i-violence leyo udlakela lolu. Kahle iZANU-PF nxa kungaladlakela tingameli ayiwini angiyabona. Yingakho nje ngale eplumsi ngale kithi ngale ekulima ngale yaluza ntoni yadliwa ngoba abazange bayenze udlakela. Manje babone ukuthi mhlawumbe bangaluza futhi ngapha ematobo. Ngakho ke sebesebenzisani udlakela. Kahle kahle iZANU-PF ngeke iwine ingazange igqilibezele, ngeke iwile ingazange isebenzise udlakela. Ingakho nje isebenzise udlakela ngomkhuba wayo. Yikho it's a violent political party. Kahle kahle
baya kulandula abeZANU-PF bathi ngabantu bokuthula njalo bathi ukunqoba kwabo kutshengisa ukuthi bazanqoba njalo kukhetho oluzayo. Bathi akulalidlakela abalusebenzisileyo, banqobe ngoba besekelwa nguZulu weZimbabwe.
Usakazi zokutshela into eyodwa, amabala engwe akatshintshi, ahlale enjalo. JeZANU-PF ayitshintshi, iyohlala injalo. Ukunqaba koku kwabo lokho etingameli ikuvala abantu amehlo, ngoba vele esikweni labantu nabantu amnyama umphakathi akavumi ukuthi ungumphakathi. Noma nje ungambamba ngephakathi sezimkhuba yakhe akavumi. Uyakutshela ukuthi hayi bengisiza lokhu lalokhu. iZANU-PF ayisuze yafa yavuma into embi enjalo ngoba lumhlazo iphathisa abantu amehlo. luhlazo emphakathini, luhlazo emhlabeni. Iyiphathi nje esikhulile kanjalo yinto eyangisayo ethungameli ukuthi iZANU-PF itholakale esenza udlakela emaphathini amancane abantu ngababili abantu babasifazana. Yimkhuba weZANU-PF umphakathi. Umphakathi akavumi ukuthi uyaloya noma ungazumbambe kanjani akavumi ethungameli. Yimkhuba weZANU-PF ayisoze yavuma njalo ngokuthi kubona ngokuthi bona sibe bazawina ama-elections. It's obvious iyakwazi lokhu iZANU-PF izawina ama-elections INXT ngenxa yokuthi bona vele abantu bayavota baba votela abantu bavota abantu bavota abantu bathi kodwa impumela isezandleni zeZANU-PF. ZANU-PF determines yiyo echo ekhulumayo ukuthi thina sithatha lokhu abanye bathatha lokhu. iZANU-PF yebo qiniso le izowina thungameli noma ishiyo bathi yona izawina mkhuba wena lowo weZANU-PF. Kahle kathi iZANU-PF sekungusathane nje emhlabeni.
Elakho ibandla kungani lingangenanga kuma-by-elections lawo?
Ama by-elections kahle kahle thungameli asingenanga ngenxa yokuthi siyabona ukuthi hayi kwesinye isikhathi nje ikudlalisa isikhathi kwesinye isikhathi nje azange asaqoqa kahle kodwa azange nje sathanda nje ukungena kuma by-elections. Thina nje into esiyilindileyo yokuthi singene ekhethweni oluzayo ngikhuluma nje kanje nje njengoba ngikhuluma nawe nje kwenza khona lapha nje kubulawayo sinama-councillors asefika phose 15 asesilindele ukuthi babangene asesilindele ukuthi sikhankase asesilindele ukuthi bayokubhalisa njengobona. Yingakho nje sithi hhayi azange asathanda nje ukuthi sibhudlukele ezinye kwezinye izinto ezingasoze zisiphathise kangako ngoba khona lokhu futhi yindleko futhi anto yokwala kuntungameli. So sithi hayi asilindeni ukhetho oluzayo. Ekhetheni oluzayo tungameli sizongena noma kuphi ezongokusemathebeleni ezongokusezigabeni zakithi.
Umnumzana Khulekani Ndlovu ngumkhokheli webandla eliphikisayo elizibiza ngokuthi iDemocratic Union of Masses iDuma. Inhlanganiso ye-Post-Independent Survivors Trust ithi kayivumelani lendlela umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa azama ngayo ukulungisisa udaba lwe-Gugurahundi. UMnangagwa wakhetha izinduna ukuthi zikhokhele uhlelo lokukhumisana umlotha phezu kwalolu daba. Kodwa umqondisi we-Post Independent Survivors Trust uMnumzana Felix Magalela Mafaspanda uthi udaba lolu ludinga umanyano we-United Nations athi uMnangagwa lezinduna kuphela.
I-PC ithi kunxele ngenxa yokuthi kuzaphambanisa abantu njalo kuzakwenza ukuthi abantu abaphatheka ngesikhathi sombhuqazwe babe yibo abathungamela ucubungululo lolo olukwenziwayo. Ngoba i-research noma ukuthungamela ukuthi kambe kwahamba njani abantu laba ababanjwa abenza amacala kuyenziwe njani yizinto ezilomqoka ngoba abanye abantu abaphilayo okwamanje abanye bakuhulumende babephathekile ngeGugurahundi bengamasosha bakukhabinethi njalo abanye balamandla okwamanje. Sibona ngani konke lokho kwenziwe nguPresident ukuchitha isikhathi sabantu ngobe sazi ukuthi i-commission le indaba le yaphiwa 10 years sokusala iminyaka engu-4 ukuthi ingayekela ukulungiswa kuyahle kuvalwe konke. Kusasa uhamba le mathebeleleni hayi izolo uhambele mathebeleleni collective. Thange sehamba le commission ethungamelwa ngubaba uNare e-Peace and Reconciliation Commission. Namhla sehamba lezinduna. Yikho ke sizakuzwa sokuthiwa izinduna fo ED stroke Gugurahundi. Asikuthandi lokho njengabantu esafelwayo, njengabantu esifuna ukuthula. Sibona ngani intole ifuna ukuthungamelwa international organization evela ku United Nations ngoba ama resolutions wonke awe genocide eyafanana le Gukurahundi angaphansi kwe international law. Yiko international law yengenelayo usenzela ukuthi into lezi zibanjwe ngokunono, kusenzela ukuthi kusasa kungaphindi kurikhele. Siyabona ukuthi upresident ukhulumela phana engumuntu ongatshengisi ukucela uxolo, ukhulume very combative, umuntu edengani uthwele umbhobho ogqoke uniform, combatant ngokwakhe.
Umnumzana Felix Makalela Mafasfanda ngomkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye Post Independence Survivors Trust. Ungumsekeli njalo wesikhulumeli sebandla le CCC. Seli kubonile na okusemaphephandabeni namuhla. Izim Life ithi umkhokheli webandla le-CCC umnumzana Nelson Chamisa usethumele amazwi entuduzo kumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa kulandela ukubhubha komzukulu wakhe obeleminyaka emihlanu. I-News Day yona ivika ukuba ibandla le-ZANU-PF selilaye amankampani kahulumende ukuthi alincedise ngemali yokuqhuba umhlangano walo we-Congress. Ithi njalo ibandla leli lilakho ukuthola imali ephakathi kwe-$321,000 kusiya ku-$642,000 kulawa mankampani.
Studio 7 njani hloza amaitina siyaphila tunamakalanga lokhulumayo ye uyazi nyamangala abantu bezimbabwe mabeloke kusathi izami lamafitha atholayo okuthi abantu bezimbabwe kati vele banjani engqondweni baphilile kodwa mbona ukuthi khona umuntu ophile ezimbabwe bonani bonkanti abaphila kambe abantu babeloke bebhizi ngepart 1 iparti le-42 yezayela into eyenza abantu bayahlupheka kathesi abantu bayaxotswa kwamanye amazwe bayatshaywa ema-South Africa abantwana bayadubeka kodwa lokhu eligijima lilandela izanu okuthi izanu liyilandelela ukuthi izalinceda ngani kangikwazi ngoba kathesi ibhizi linika kunoyeni yakho nobuye emavotini qeda amavoti yazimela iyakhohlwa ngani lina bhejelani ukuthi livotele le party elifuna ukuyivotela kutshintshe izanu iphume kuphela likhohlwe ngale izanu yeli lo kathesi okugalo bazikhulumela into engazwakaliyo ba abantu abadala ngazi ukuthi banjani kumbe kala abantwana abantwana kubasemakhaya kwekhuluma into oyithandayo abantwana bayadubeka kodwa bakhangele bazikhulumela into oyithandayo
ye ku-Studio 7 lijani lonke basakazi nabalaleli ye ijakala komahlaba ithwala elikhuluma leli ngiletha udana kakhulu ngabantu bakokondlwala abavumela umsindo yokulayivaolensi obekulusiko esingalwaziyo kithi sesilubona lukhona kithi ukuthi soluvela ngokani asazi makuyibo abantu bakomahlabathelo kumajiyamfundo abengangaleyo ndlela selisezamafo into zemzina ukusihloka kithi lokhu ngidanile kakhulu abantu emaphandleni abakithi abalokhu bekholelwa ukuthi kuthe oholayo mbani bethiya abanye phandle befaka abanye phakathi bekholela ukuthi bebele kubeholiswa ilizwe lifileyo ukuthi lizimele lodwa abantu baphile nanku phela lokhu bevumele ukuthi bavotele uhulumende wehlileyo ukuthi abagcine iliqiniso likhona so hhayi ngidanile kakhulu kube kanti abantu bezazisemandebeleni laba ngiyamangala ukuthi kathi ababoni ngani ukuthi uhulumende bahlekuluza kangaka kube kanti sizwile lo mama lelo owe-education esithi khona okwenza ukuthi ungabe lama-teacher esindebeleni ukuthi abantu bemandebeleleni kabafundanga bagijimele kuye egokothi okuphose kube neqiniso phakathi nangiphela ungakhangela abantu abaningi bakithi bakholeke ukubasegothi ukuthi mhlawumbe kuyinto esebenzayo kathi-ke kuyinto engamelanga isebenzi ngiyadana ngalokho kakhulu.
Nabonga Studio 7 njani Nakunyelela nje ukudlulisa la mumbiko lapha. Ngizokutwa umnaka kwa ufake ibhinga enhlizweni yakhe ngoba sokusezwa konke sokusakhiwa. So lati silupane sicela ukufaka enhlizweni yakhe. Akasifake lati sinomsebenzi laphana emachia, emachia wathi kunesikolo laphana emachia secondary. Yakhiwa sakhiwa izakamizi yashangiswa ziyakwatanisa koloko khona. Abantu abasebenzi imisebenzi ayikho elizweni njengoba kusazakala. So nje abantu ababhadala imithelo njengezakhamizi sisenza konke okufunwa nguhulumende, sikhipha zonke izimali azifunayo. Uhulumende sicela abuye azoyenza umsebenzi wakhe, azoyakhela abantu isikolo. Abantu abethu bengavuki ngo-3 ebusuku beselanda isikolo sekwarayi, ngoba bavuka ngo-3 ebusuku beselanda isikolo sekwarayi zelupaka ukuze bejike bebuye ngobusuku futhi. So sicela ukuthi asenzele njalo uhulumende, ngoba silo MPO useless songelancedo obuya ngokuzodinga amavoti kuphela. So besicela ukuthi angazi azodinga amavoti engakhangi isikolo, akabona iplani lohulumende wakhe. Bafakane enhliziyweni lathi basifake bazosakhela isikolo lapha. Ngiyabonga kakhulu, ngisazobuya futhi ngizokhuluma ngalolu daba ezilonge ezikungenzakalanga lutho. Cela nje labanye abangabe fisa ukuncedisa, zikhona indlela zenu zokuxhumana lathi. Siyabonga kakhulu, ngizabuya ngibuye futhi msakazi. Ngiyabonga.
Salubonani, salubonani, bingelela sihlobo zami, bingelela kustudio 7. Sithi linjani endaweni zonke likizwe? Ngiyalithanda njani? Ngithanda kakhulu bantu bakithi, ngithanda nje ukuthi abantu bakithi la ngithanda futhi ngiphinde ngibonge ini indaba elisiphakela zona sihlobo zonke ndawo indaba ezinhle ezingakhetha ihlangothi. Hayi, siyabonga kule ndawo. Sizwile ukuhlukumezeka abantu bakithi, abantu bahlukumezeka mpela bakithi, behlukunyezwa izano. Kuyakhathaza mpela kuzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ezinhliziyweni. Ngicela la mntu funde indaba zami. Ngiyacela bakithi. Kakhulu ngifisa ukuthi ngabe siyavotelana i-CCC kahle kahle. Kuthi manje siphakathi ngapha emazweni. Ungayezwa ukuthi igcina ingawenaka kahle i-CCC ukuthi abalandeli bababaningisi ngapha emazweni. Ngikhuluma kwalapha nase-South Africa egoli. Igama lami nguMaurice uKhumbulani wakwaNgwenya. Sendlulisa ama-message ama-audio amaningi. Afika angazi indaba. Angaze ngwezwe. Ngiyafisa ukuthi ngabe siyavotela i-CCC iwine bakithi.
Results by elections lines this past weekend are big at the accord. Nova is done even at the winning and maybe winning my by elections. Never in Kaban Guti is seeing and gaining my by elections. Nova the Mazda Saban into Zama one council seat, one MP seat, and a language to Abandabas at the 7 minute. When I'm mainly the actual kid. Bangayenzi njalo amarali amaningi, bazaqedisa abantu. Abantu isilwane sezizondile, xa isilwane sezizano sezizondile, sothithi sogawule sebephithizela, sokuba ingozi ebantwini, especially abahlala emakhaya. So i-CCC yona ingagcini ibonakale ingathi izawina next year. Bengavele bageje babone ukuthi abantu sebalahlile abezizano, bazaqeda abantu.
Labo bekungabalaleli be-Studio 7 abasithumele imbiko yabo nge-WhatsApp. Lawe mlaleli, uyenelisa ukusithumela owakho umbiko kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318. Kwezivela kwamanye amazwe, iReuters ithi onke waba yinhloko kahulumende weleBhilithane umnumzana Boris Johnson wazise izolo ukuthi akaseyi kuncintisa edinga ukubuyela kulesi sikhundla ngoba kulabanye abebandla lakhe abale ukumsekela. Obe inhloko yaleli lizwe unkosikazi Liz Truss uchiye umsebenzi ngeviki edluleyo. IReuters ibika njalo ukuthi izulu lesikhukhula eliphiwe igama lokuthi Tropical Storm Roslyn libulale abantu ababili kwele Mexico izolo. Singene kudaba lwemelika. Umnumzana Donald Trump uthi ulakho ukuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli edinga ukubuyela lesi sikhundla ngo-2024. UTrump uveze lokhu izolo emhlanganweni wokudingela abazancintisa bemele ibandla lakhe lama-Republicans kukhetho lwamalunga edale lephalamende oluzakwenziwa ngenyanga ezayo. UTrump usuke esikhundleni sikamongameli nyakenye ngemva kokunqotshwa ngumongameli Joe Biden owebandla lamademocrats. Yena othi laye ukhangelele ukuncintisa ngo-2024. Lanamhla lokhu uTrump uyakulandula ukuthi wanqotshwa esithi uBiden waqilibezela. Kodwa lawo ngamanga aluhlaza. Sixoxele ucubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Tim Muringayi.
Hayi, le yindaba esaziyo sonke ukuthi vele uDonald Trump engancintisa ezama ukuba nguye unomini weRepublican Party ka-2024. Yikho laye ubehlala eyenza umsindo all these 2 years ezidlulileyo lezi. Yena ngokwakhe ngoba uzibona ngathiwa nguye ongakwanisa ukuthi anqobe ama-Democrats as a Republican forerunner. Into eqakathekileyo is ukuthi labo abantu be-Republican Party bayamesaba and ama-issues lawo abuya lawo yena uTrump. Akula muntu olesibindi esinjengasakhe sokuthi ukhuluma amanga at the same time yala iqiniso elisegcikeni and abantu bemuvotele or bemusupporte. Ngibona mina ama-Republicans wonke from the lower house and the upper house kungela muntu ongakwanisa ukumela phambi kwakhe emtshela ukuthi into aziyenzayo aziyenze. Ngoba sibona ukuthi songathiwa sokule far right movement all over America le Europe, sabona lathi e-Italy sebefaka umama ongathiwa he's a racist. Lapha e-America sibona ukuthi abantu abelungu babona uTrump ngathiwa nguye ozahambisa amacebo abo forward.
Ubona ama-Republicans emsekela ngobunengi ngitsho lalawa asephalamende singathi ngama-Congressional Republicans wonke aku-Senate la ku-Parliament i-Lower House.
Hayi, lokho vele it's a foregone conclusion ngoba akula muntu okhuluma against Trump in the Republican world. Sibona lathi labantu esingabangani labo, labantu esisebenza labo bebona uTrump onguye engancintisa for 2024 for the Republican Party. Indaba zakhe lezi ngibona bezifaka ngaphansi kwecansi ngoba bona babona ngathiwa i-America isililizwe eselithathwa ngabantu abavela from other countries. Bekhohlwa ukuthi labo bavela from other countries. So uTrump lamanga ke longayangeki ngokukhuluma izinto ezingekho loku represent abantu abelungu without shame or fear. Ngibona mina u-2024 enguye oyi-Republican candidate. But lathi sizabona ngoba sibona kulama subpoena from the January 6 committee ukuthi bazamyalisa yini ukuthi angene ku khetho lele lika-2024. Ma engakwanisa ukuphunyuka khonapho, hayi nguye vele oyabe khona versus ngibona uJoe Biden ngathiwa is not sure, but hayi lathi siyakwazi ukuthi ama-politician vele ma usihlezi esihlalweni sona leso ukuthi usukume unike abanye i-chance vele akusayenzi.
Umnumzana Tim Muringayi ucubungula ezombusaswe. Kwanele Mthwakazi, lekhumbule zikhona ezakusihlwa ngo-7:30. Na olivalelisayo nguntungamilinkomo Korologwana kwamatukanduna.